This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey friends, welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We're in Minot, North Dakota today. North Dakota Petroleum Council happening at a fun event last night with Pete Hegseth, who will join us again today on the program from the Fox News Channel, one of the keynote speakers at the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting. We're also going to chat with Doug Burgum, North Dakota candidate for governor, Jack Stark, and also Jeff Hume, two of the top dogs at Continental Resources, guys that have been shoulder-to-shoulder with Harold Hamm for a lot of years, talking about the Bakken yesterday, briefly, today, but more importantly, tomorrow. And looking ahead a little bit, really looking forward to that chat. We'll do that about 10:20 today on the program. Senator John Hoeven will also join us today. Very latest on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest and the federal response to all of that. So a busy program. Todd, you should know, the radio god Mitchell, is enjoying pigs in the blanket back at the studio right now to rub my nose in the fact that I'm on the road and busy program, lots to do. And
no Cloverdale for you.
He gets all the perks, I guess, all the perks.
This time, how many times have you been someplace and they've brought you the whole act? And
yeah, I can hear the
I've sat back here and cried in my tears. And
By the way, you said it's Alabama style? I didn't know there was such a thing for pigs in the blanket.
Well, it's the way they make it in Alabama. They make it in lard.
Spoke one of our fine listeners, by the way, that
Brent, he is awesome. He is awesome.
Speaking of fine listeners, let me give a shout-out to a fellow by the name of Bob Marquardt. Bob is an agent with Farmers Union Insurance up here in Minot. He was one of the attendees of the event with Pete Hegseth last night, which was just wonderful, just a great chance to examine Teddy Roosevelt's guidance from 1910 a little more closely and see if we can't do more in our own day-to-day lives to, just reinvigorate America, really. I mean, Donald Trump's the Republican nominee because, in my mind, he said something very smart. We need to make America great again. And that doesn't mean I think America is, you know, on the ropes, but it's headed the wrong direction. And I am looking forward to making it great again. And folks like Pete Hegseth and the vision of others helped do that, which we'll talk about today. But anyway, so Bob was there and came up to me and he said, I was on an honor flight with you years ago, and there was a fellow on that flight who still listens to the program, and he actually was a gunner. He was a turret gunner on a B-17, 35 missions, and he just received his French Legion of Honor for service in France. He is 92 years young, one of those great World War II vets, and his name is Leo McCulkey, and I actually I said, could we go see Leo? And Bob said, I was just about to ask you that. So we're actually between shows today, going to go over and see Leo. I'm really looking forward to congratulating him on receiving that French Legion of Honor for service in France and also thanking a World War II vet. So it's another way for me to thank every World War II vet by going to see Leo McCulkey today. We don't have much time to do that, folks, with World War II vets. We do not have much time. We lose an alarming number of those every single day in this country. So if you get a chance to do it, do it. Vietnam vets, can't thank them enough because they didn't get the thanks they were due. And tell you what, whether it's an Iraq and Afghanistan vet, those are the folks that really they put their money where their mouth is when it comes to freedom. So shout out to Leo. Thanks to Bob. Looking forward to that a little later on today. We don't have a lot of open phone time. Got a lot of great guests, and I encourage you to ask all of them questions on the program today. But if there's anything on your mind that you'd want to chat about, please give me a call at 800-228-0550. I want to talk about two things. One, last night's football game, okay? Because North Dakota received more great attention last night than in Monday night football than it could ever possibly imagine. You know, every time you have game day here or you have some, you know, national championship won, whether it be by the UND hockey team or whether it be another national championship with the football team, you get some great press. And ESPN, as I said, has been here a couple of times. But Monday night football is like the pinnacle of, you know, professional football coverage. And to have the coverage last night, they were showing Frank's Lounge in Fargo, which is, a fun little hangout with a bunch of people. They were showing him and his Bison, Carson in his Bison jersey. But better than all that, is how he played. I mean, the guy was getting just pounded. Did you guys watch this, Manny? Were you watching last night to be paying close attention or anything? Or are you still floating over the Vikes win?
I actually missed last night's game. I didn't get a chance to watch. I was a little detained with other duties. But
you were, huh? Yeah, busy guy. Well, I'm telling you, it was fantastic. It was really.
I did hear about Carson's performance. He did play well. From what
I guess he's the number one trending thing on Twitter right now. Number one and two are Carson Wentz, and two's like, you know, Eagles football mania. So
when you realize a bunch of scouts from the Cleveland Browns got fired before the draft because they were touting up Carson Wentz.
Well, they should get fired.
Wouldn't you love to have, you know, interview those guys? So how'd you lose your last job? Well, I thought Carson Wentz would be a good quarterback. You're hired.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. Well, I don't know. It's just fun. You know, mostly what I like about Carson Wentz is obviously he's a great football player. You can't deny that. And it's just, we could spend
a great guy.
Yeah, we could spend a week talking about, look, okay, for one, remember he got hurt a few games into the season, his senior year. He comes back after being out 5-6 games, whatever it is. Nobody expects it. Goes into the national championship game, wins the national championship game, then becomes the darling of the draft talk, then is second overall in the draft, then gets thrown into Philly. And their guy gets traded, and now he's the number one quarterback starting, wins his first game, wins his second game. I mean, you just can't make it up. I give you goosebumps. But, yeah, I'm with you, Todd. It's the character of the kid. It's, you know, what's his whole motto in life? Audience of one, right? Audience of one. He's looking above for his adoration. That youngster can teach all of us a ton. It's just incredible.
Brother.
It really is. And I say again, his mom and his dad deserve enormous credit. They obviously raised an enormous, just an enormously wonderful young man there. And clearly, the NDSU program had a little to do with shaping his character too. So it's fun to watch. It really is. I just think you can't put a price tag on that. I have to also say, look, I like last night's game. I don't watch a lot of Monday Night Football. I'll watch a Vikes game if I'm doing something else. I don't, you know, like lock myself to the couch, go to games or that kind of crazy. It's, you know, I like the Vikes. I grew up watching the Vikes, but it's not. I am a little alarmed, and this, you can throw some foam footballs at me if you want to here, or bricks or anything else. the people that go freak out nuts crazy for football, I hope have the same passion for their country and a political race, or what's happening in a local race, or, you know, are my schools working as good as they could be? You know, it is. I'm just amazed at the amount of attention and energy that gets put into football. And look, you all got to have your passions, right? I mean, you really do. In my case, I have a wonderful business partner, and we're building a company. And really, our hobby, our free time is this, right? Two radio stations and our partnership with iHeartMedia and the What's on Your Mind programs and all of our programs, and just building that. That's, you know, my family's number one, and number two is that, you know, after the audience of one. But I worry sometimes. Whatever you pick, I understand you're going to get into it, you're going to love it and everything else, but I do worry, especially when we're 50 days till an election of such consequence. Do you think there are as many people who have as much passion about who's going to win a particular football game on Monday Night Football or their team on Sunday or whatever that do about who's the right president? Who should I pick?
By the way, he's got a text from your priest. He wants to know where the church falls in your hierarchy then, because now it sounds like it's out of the top three.
No, I said, that's why I said after the audience of one, right? The audience of one is the big guy. I mean, I will always be rooted in my faith, in my family. I sort of, I guess, assumed it was a given, Todd. I'm sorry. I could have been a little more clear about that. It definitely is, and anybody that knows me knows it is. I mean, faith, family, and freedom. Those are the three things. What's the freedom?
And Carson.
Do what I want to do, watch football, I get that, but freedom also needs to be defended. Right? Needs to be...
Absolutely.
Needs to be, Ronald Reagan famously said, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. Well, think about that.
That's
true. Sink in. Just ponder that a little bit. Anyway, if that sounded like a lecture, I'm sorry. Because on one hand, I'm pumped up about what happened last night, Monday Night Football. I'm just hoping as many people are as pumped up about that as they are the future of this country. That's all I'm saying. And I would welcome you to agree or disagree, as I always do on this program. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. I'll try and say it without the marbles in my mouth. 800-228-0550. You can call us on that number. You also can text Todd. He gets a little lonely if you're not texting him. 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. In fact, it pays to text Todd because we had one fellow by the name of Patrick Erdman who texted on Friday, if you give me tickets to that NDSU football game, I'll get my mom in the car and we'll drive down there. And guess what they did? Forgot to give him a shout-out yesterday, but to Patrick Erdman and his mother, congratulations. Drove all the way down, took it all in, had a blast, and
wow.
A pair of tickets courtesy of Choice Financial. We'll have to get Patrick in one of these days because I asked him if he would tell us a story or two about taking his mom to the Bison game, which I thought was pretty darn cool. So it pays to text Todd, 701-226-8503, or give us a call. More of your questions, comments on any and all topics when we come back, plus lots of guests to chat with today. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Cattlemen, the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota, is holding their 11th annual meeting at the Ramada in Bismarck Friday, September 30th and Saturday, October 1st. The featured speakers are Dr. Harwood Schaefer, research professor at the Ag Policy Analysis Center, University of Tennessee, speaking on the state of agriculture today. RCAP CEO Bill Bullard, speaking on trade and checkoff issues. North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring and Dr. Sarah Keller, state veterinarian. All cattlemen are invited to attend. For registration and information, contact Larry Kenneth at 220-6102.
Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, isn't selling spas, but a better way of life.
It truly is, and we stopped selling hot tubs a couple years ago. It is every day made better because we know this. Every single time you get out better than you got in, you're really better physically, you're better emotionally, you're even better relationally with your family, and, you know, with cell phones and everything these days, it's hard to get the kids to put that down. Well, guess what? They can't take it into a hot tub. So, and if nothing else, try not smiling in a hot tub. I will bet anybody $100 you can't do it.
And is it true they evaporate stress?
Physically, they do. That's just not a statement thrown out there to get somebody to buy a hot tub. If you ask the Mayo Clinic, they will tell you the number one cause of death on the planet today is physical stress. That's your, I'm going to get technical, that's your autonomic nervous system. So what happens is your body goes into fight or flight, your cells shut down, bad stuff is trapped in, and from there, bad stuff happens like illness, cancer, and everything. Well, here's what hot water does 20 minutes a day, and you need to know this. It brings your body back into its ideal state. Your cells open up, bad stuff out, good stuff in. We also know that in the body there's 60,000 miles of circulatory system, and 101 degree water improves that by 121%. There is not a drug on the planet that can do that for you.
Hurry in to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
You're asking the question, are there as many people concerned about the political situation in this country as there are about football? I don't think there is, because if there was, we wouldn't be running the two candidates for president that we're running right now. We'd have a little bit more character in our candidates. Thank you.
Character in our candidates. Yeah, well, we certainly have a character issue with Hillary Clinton. And Donald Trump's been far from perfect. I actually think Donald Trump, now just set aside the name Donald Trump, set aside whatever bias you might have in that regard, and just look at the resume as someone that, you know, built a business, okay? Built a brand, if you will, built a, you know, a media empire. Look at the resume, not the name, and not some of the just sort of Trumpisms, right, that where he says a little something this way and a little that way and causes the issues. I think it's time for somebody other than a politician. I think there's a reason that he's the guy standing after, you know, 16 opponents wanted the job. I really do. But to your point, the lack of participation by the electorate engaging in, you know, building the republic leaves us where we are. I hear you there. No question about it. We own some of this. Absolutely. Jim in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. We're at the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting in Minot today. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was, you know, you mentioned the World War II vets. I certainly know some and have great respect for them. And I did have, until this morning, you know, respect for H.W. Bush, but I heard that he come out and said he's going to vote for Hillary Clinton. You know, we can absolutely not take 8 more years of what we have. Our country cannot survive. Our EPA, our courts, everything will be stacked. We cannot survive it. And just because his little boy, Jimmy boy, was beat up by Trump, he's going to vote for Hillary Clinton. It proves what Ted Cruz has been saying. The Washington cartel is a disgusting, disgusting, disgusting thing.
Yeah, if in fact that's accurate, we know that's out of his mouth, right? Let me.
HW said he was going to vote for Hillary Clinton. Yes.
Yeah. But I'm saying,
I was driving the car. I almost hit the ditch. I said, I cannot believe. You know, I don't care if you vote for her.
But yeah, the only thing I'm a little bit suspect of is that one of the Kennedys, evidently, who's the former lieutenant governor of Maryland, daughter of the late Bobby Kennedy, I think her name is Kathleen Harrington Kennedy, she posted a picture on Facebook, you know, shaking hands with him, saying the president told me he's voting for Hillary. You know, that may be accurate, and I don't know, but I would like to hear it out of his mouth. Regardless, the Bushes, in my mind, have been selfish, I think is the word I'd use, and I revere George W. Bush. I think he was one of our great leaders, and I thought George Herbert Walker, while politically may have been a little soft, certainly you see him as a statesman, right, and someone that that you respect. I agree with you. If that's true, I'm with you 100%. I mean, I don't know. You can't know the difference of just the Supreme Court picks alone and call yourself a Republican and vote for Hillary Clinton. You're absolutely right, Jim, and I'm with you. When a Kennedy's the source, I'm just being a little suspicious, that's all. John at Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Yes, I'd like to thank Senator Hoeven for voting against the firearm bill that was introduced by Obama. That was also... It was the United Nations firearm bill, and then Obama introduced it into the Senate. Also, Senator Hoeven also voted against the firearm bill that was also introduced in the Senate by senators on the Democratic side. And if you get Hillary in there, she's going to try to push the whole United Nations agenda totally into the United States. And then we can say goodbye to our country, and we'll have United Nations troops in this country. We don't need that underneath the guise of the United Nations. And
Senator Hovind is going to join us a little later on in the program today, John. We'll pass that along. Appreciate your call. By the way, you can always call for any of our guests. We have a busy show today. Doug Burgum coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll have Pete Hegseth at the top of the hour. Top dogs from Continental Resource, Jack Stark and Jeff Hume will join us. And then also Senator John Hovind. Any of them that you have questions for today, we really, really, really like getting calls in. And sometimes, I mean, for the guests, when we get guests on, folks just sort of listen and sit back. But I like your questions. You can ask a better question than I can any day, because you're out there doing it day in and day out and hearing these things. So please have at it. And when you call 855-200-1776, press extension 1 and leave a message for any of those guests, Doug Burgum, John Hovind, the Continental folks, or also, who did I forget, that Pete Hegseth, I guess, as well today from the Fox News Channel. Larry and Maduro, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. Say, there was an article in the Bismarck Tribune about the flooding up on Lorain Strait. Now, my sister's one of those people that have been inundated twice up there. And the city engineer in Bismarck, I forgot his name, he made the comment in the paper that he has reassured those residents that they will not be flooded again. I challenge him to meet with me and tell me which resident he met with, because I just spoke to several of them after that article came out, and not a one has spoken to him. But I got to tell you, Mike Seminary, your mayor, came up there a week ago this last Sunday and did a very nice job of speaking to these people. But his hands are tied. But that engineer going out and literally lying in the paper, he hasn't been there. He hasn't spoken to those people. Nobody showed up. Northern Improvement won't speak to them. Catamus Lee Jackson won't. These people have been left standing alone with very little information given to them other than turn the bill into the city and hire yourself an attorney.
Well, you know, the individuals you're talking about, I do not know. I know Mayor Seminary. I don't know the engineer you're talking about. But to me, anyone that's a elected leader or, you know, some of the folks that work for the bigger firms that work for the cities have an obligation to openly communicate and make sure people are being heard. And so I don't know the details of what you're talking about, but certainly understand the frustration.
Well,
and,
what he's done is he's made himself look like a good person, and he hasn't shown up. It says, I have reassured them that they won't be flooded again. He hasn't reassured anybody. He hasn't shown up. He hasn't spoken to anybody.
Yeah, I wonder who he's talking to. I mean, I wouldn't say he's talking to anybody because that's a lot of people, but certainly if you haven't heard it and others haven't, he doesn't talk to enough people, Larry, for sure. We'll pass that along and appreciate your call today. Mayor Seminary's great about answering questions, so we'll make sure he hears that that call and get to the bottom of it, okay? Appreciate the call. Texter says, Scott went from Wentz worship to country over football so fast I think I have whiplash. Well, I was trying to tie the two together. I wasn't although suggesting that the Carson Wentz story isn't big. It is. It's fun. It's fantastic. I'm just, when I see that, and not so much even that, just, I mean, whether it's civil Bison or hockey or, you know, the Packers and the Vikings or, you know, all of the hysteria over it, it just causes me to pause. So I'm just asking, but they were two ends of the spectrum. I hope you're okay. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Let there be lights in your home. Sunlight. Bring it in. I'll tell you about sunrooms. And Four Seasons, the largest manufacturer of sunrooms, period. Now, this is a great investment. The one true investment that you can make to your home that adds livable square feet to your home. Give me one other thing you could buy that will be worth more in 10 years than it is today. A Four Seasons sunroom will be. It goes up in value, and you get to use it every day. It'll be your favorite room in the house. Light is so special. It's spiritual for many. And you know what? It's easy to install. This can be done in a few weeks. Simple as a phone call for a free in-home estimate, and you're on your way. 701-793-0710. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll receive a $3,700 heating and cooling system free with special financing, too. Four Seasons Sunroom. Waiting for your call right now. 701-793-0710. Tell them Scott sent you.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Open up the paper this morning on the front page. It has a story about the terrorists over the weekend out east there, trying to kill people, change things. They don't like it the way it is here. And it got to me thinking, the next thought is, hey, them protesters, they kind of got the same line of thought as the terrorists. I mean, they don't like the system. They want to change it. They won't go along with it, even though they're not right. And the other people are legally in the right. They're no more than a damn terrorist themselves, you know. Well, that's just the way I think about it. We should have dealt with these guys right off the bat. I'm kind of disappointed that the governor did slam them down to get and knock them down to begin with, but now we got them. So anyway, that's my line. Have a good day.
You know, I appreciate the sentiment. I do not think somebody that is simply saying, I disagree with how you did what you did. In other words, okay, yes, all the permits were filed with the PSC. Everything was done right with the Corps of Engineers, but I don't like the outcome. Well, protest. It's America. But don't protest by ripping down fences and charging onto private property to terrorize construction workers. And then, by the way, complain when you're met with security forces that happen to have dogs. That whole episode was, I felt like I was in Bizarro World. How in the world people are complaining? I mean, I'm going to press conference and you get Lauren Donovan from the Bismarck Tribune complaining to the governor. Well, are you going to press charges because of these dogs? Press charges? You want to press charges? I mean, the dogs would have never encountered anyone had not the law been broken. So there was a quick way to fix that, wasn't there? You know, that's the kind of things that are crazy. But I'll tell you what, you're going into people's yards and taking pictures of their homes. You're wearing a mask running around trying to intimidate people and tell them, no, this road's closed, you better turn around. You know, you're stopping school buses from bringing kids. You're doing some of the things that these folks that have been arrested for and others that have been, you're doing $10 million worth of damage to construction equipment. That's terrorism. I'll agree with you on that. I don't disagree one bit. Julian Bismarck, let's get you in here. First, I need to tell you, by the way, we'll be in Steele, North Dakota tomorrow. It's our first broadcast ever from Steele. I'm kind of excited. Stop there often at the little coffee cup there, but there's a brand new auction center of North America there that my friends from Pipers have built, and they invited us out. We're actually going to be in one of the auction trailers doing the show while the auction starts, because it starts at 10 o'clock. So come on out a little early. Please say hi, and more importantly, check out the auction inventory at Pipers.com. Unbelievable. On-site bidding times is 10 a.m. Online is 11, and you can find all the information at Pipers.com. Construction and ag equipment auction, and they are adding a bunch of John Deere combines the other day, tons of construction equipment, Vermeer 2014 Navigator, and there is lots of John Deere excavator there. There's a Johnston street sweeper. There is a scraper, a John Deere scraper. There's a concrete pump truck. Too many items for me to go through and mention to all of them, but there's a lot of trucks, a lot of semis, a lot of aggregate equipment, semis, steel and service trucks, trailers, ton of those, farm equipment, as I mentioned, some Bobcat stuff, lots of John Deere, a few Case, there's vehicles, campers, lots of miscellaneous items. Boy, don't miss it. Going to be a lot of fun. Pipers Auction and Realty and the new Auction Center of North America. That's right in Steele, North Dakota. Can't miss it on I-94. We'll be there tomorrow broadcasting live. Doug Burgum, just a couple minutes late, going to be joining us here momentarily. Your call's welcome for him at 800-228-0550. Julian Bismarck has a comment. Hey, Julie, tell me what's on your mind.
What's on my mind is, well, one thing, I really enjoy your show. And Phil Parker is great, too.
Thank you.
But I really was calling about Carson Wentz. He did an awesome job last night, and our family is really involved in this, which we are not really sports people. But we were watching the game last night, and my spouse came up last night to take a shower, and that's when everything changed. I was yelling at him, touchdown! Interception and another touchdown, and he was so mad he was yelling at himself in the shower because he missed it. And I just wanted to say
that's Murphy's Law, by the way. You say that's a good time to take a shower. You know, yeah. It happens every time. Yeah.
So I figure next time he plays, I'm going to say, Doug, come up and take a shower. I just wanted to let everybody know because it was actually very funny because he was waiting for something to happen, and all of a sudden it did, but he wasn't able to see it. He saw the last touchdown, though. That one he did see. But it was a good game. I'm really proud of Carson Wentz and am proud that he's from North Dakota and doing such a great job, and I just wanted to say that over the air.
Well, were you wincing every time he got hit? Because he got pounded a couple of times, and I was just like, oh, please get up. Man, alive,
yeah.
The guy's tough, though. It's so obvious. It's unbelievable. But with that little rib thing at the beginning of the year, I was a little concerned, but it was just...
Yeah, he's tough. He's North Dakota made.
I just found myself pinching myself the whole time. It's just phenomenal. I mean, this is such a great story. You know, it really is. It's just... incredible. And to me, it's a North Dakota thing. It's just a North Dakota character, that kind of stock, to rise, you know, how he has, you know, even his story on how he started, you know, high school, you know, really small, for a quarterback, then he grew into that so fast, and just, I don't know, it's just a great, great story. It really is. And I share your enthusiasm, Julie, and I'm not the kind of person that's jumping up and down going crazy on Monday Night Football either, so pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and we don't either. I was texting my girlfriend last night, and I said, you know, it's just that smile. He smiles, and I just melt. So, and I'm really proud of him, and I hope he goes a long way. I really hope he does. He seems like he's got the North Dakota charisma and how do you want to say, honesty, and just everything. He just seems he has that. So I'm hoping he does a really good job. But I just wanted to say that because this is the first time I've ever called you guys. So I'm a first-time caller. I'm a little nervous, but, you know, I just wanted to say because I am really proud of him. And hopefully he does a really good job. So.
He did a great job, Julie. Call again, okay?
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Don't worry, Julie. We all get nervous around Scott. It's not just you.
Yeah. I have met Phil Parker, though. I did.
Oh, my gosh. If you survive meeting Phil Parker, you're fine.
Yeah.
You're fine.
You, I haven't met, and I haven't, you know, I haven't met a lot of you guys, but I listen to you guys all the time. I work from home, and I have the radio on, and I listen to you guys, and it's just, it's fun from 5 o'clock in the morning until Rush Limbaugh comes on, and I'm not really fond of him, but.
Well, I'm glad we made the cut. I'm glad we made the cut. If you hang on, Julie, I'm going to have Manny get your address because you're a first time caller. We're going to send you some Cloverdale bacon today, okay?
Oh, great. Thank you.
That's kind of what we do with first-time callers, just to say thank you. So you hang on, and I hope your husband recovers from missing all those great plays last night, okay?
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it very much. Back on the What's on Your Mind, Doug Burgum just emerged from the meeting with the North Dakota Petroleum Council folks. He brought his Lieutenant Governor candidate Brent Sanford along, and we get a chance to chat with both of them here today on the program. Hi, guys.
Morning, Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Morning, Scott.
You, Julie was talking about how many fist pumps she did last night watching the game. You did a few, too, didn't you, Doug?
Oh, yeah. It was so exciting and you know, incredible. I mean, in Carson, what a great individual and what a great representative for Bison Nation, for the state of North Dakota, and for the NFL. I mean, he's exactly the kind of star that he's kind of role model that you know, we need to have our country looking at right now.
Can't put a price tag on the branding that came out of that last night. I mean, the Bison jersey and the North Dakota thing. They were at Frank's Lounge half the night taking shots. It was pretty cool. It was fun. Well, you guys just left a meeting with the Petroleum Council here. What's your message to this group?
Well, part of the message was gratitude. I mean, if you take a look at, you know, how North Dakota, I mean, the revenue that's come to our state, the programs that the state's been able to fund, the what it's meant to the cities, to the families in western North Dakota in terms of this, you know, the economic revival that we had, you know, it just doesn't just happen. You know, you have to have leaders in companies have to make decisions. They have to commit capital. They have to decide to put their money in North Dakota versus putting it in some other, you know, some other shale play, some other state. And, you know, and I think that we need as, you know, as leaders and as policymakers, we need to understand that in the corporate world, people get to choose where they deploy their resources, their people resources, and their dollar resources. And, you know, we're fortunate these people have made an investment in North Dakota. But now with the prices down, you know, these companies are all looking at, hey, do I put it someplace else versus put it here? And North Dakota's got to be a state where we can, you know, we want to be competitive in attracting, you know, capital and talent to our state.
On that topic, I've watched with interest the Dakota Access Pipeline from a couple of fronts. One, the regulatory side and kind of what's happening on the bureaucratic part of the Corps and when is the final permit and all that. The other on, you know, the protest and how that's kind of grown. But in the back of my head, I'm thinking, as you just said, people have obviously the ability to decide where they're going to place their dollars, where they're going to place infrastructure, and clearly we have the draw because we have that much oil. But also, I think they want to see, you know, some fight when something like this happens, because this stuff happens, right? You go to court battles or whatever. But we're right now, as a state, in my mind, in a huge battle with the federal government, who's gone to an unprecedented level to do what they've done. Are we fighting enough? Do you think, if you're a company watching this, you see the fight in coming from North Dakota?
Well, I think this federal government, you know, overreach, you know, relative to the as we've seen on the pipeline, isn't really about the pipeline anymore. I mean, this is whether this is in any industry. I mean, if you have a federal court ruling that says company has met all of their requirements, and then you get three agencies in a coordinated fashion coming out of the White House that says, no, please, you know, voluntarily step down. We're going to think about changing the rules after the game is played. If you're going to do that, you know, then that could happen to, you know, a fertilizer plant that's being built. It could happen to some, you know, seed company that's developing a new approach to seed. It could happen to a pharma company. I mean, this is no longer about oil and gas. This is about the federal government basically deciding that the separation of powers between the judicial branch and the administrative branch no longer exists, and that somehow instead of filing an appeal in the court, the administration can just overturn a court ruling. And then again, in relative to how our country has been built the last 200 years, this is unprecedented for that. And so this is about the rule of law. And that's not to say that you know, there shouldn't be stronger dialogue. We shouldn't be more inclusive. We couldn't improve relationships in our state. We couldn't, you know, there's 100 things we can do better. But this particular action with the overreach by these three agencies is basically upsets everything that this country's built on.
If you're a company, you're watching this, though, you're saying, hey, North Dakota's got my back, do you believe? Have we done that well enough?
Well, I think, again, there's always things that we can do better. But, you know, in terms of the kind of environment that Brent and I want to create, is we want to make sure that, if you know, that people know that if they deploy capital in the state, that they're going to be able to actually, and they have all the permits, they've done everything they're supposed to do, you know, they want to make sure that they're able to complete the projects they've started.
Just a few seconds left, so I'm going to save my question for you, or your answer, rather, for the other side of the break. But I'm curious, too, is this Brent, someone that has been mayor of Watford City, desperately trying to reduce the truck traffic, get infrastructure in place, whether it be roads or pipelines or everything else? I imagine this has been frustrating for you to watch as well, see unfolds. I want your take on it when we come back, and also talk a little bit about what you'll tell the group today. North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting in Minot today, tomorrow. Join us.
We want to know what's on your mind.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
My wife and I aren't home much. Between work and the kids' activities, we're always on the go. We're missing a lot of calls to our home phone number. Then we found OurOldNumber.com. With OurOldNumber.com, callers to our home can choose which one of us they want to talk to. And the call is forwarded right to our cell phone, no matter where we are. And since we don't need a landline anymore, we're saving over $25 every month. We've been customers for almost 2 years now, and it works perfectly. OurOldNumber.com. Make your home phone number as mobile as you are.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
When it's time to fill up, you have a lot of choices. My choice, every time, PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. That's right. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better from the shadow of the Capitol, Bismarck Mandan locations, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, Dilworth, into Minnesota, Bemidji. They're down in Wahpeton, they're in Castleton, a growing number of locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Stopping for the best deals all day long, too, like the 4-for-4 special is the best, the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, a 20-ounce drink of your choice, and two cookies of your choice. Four items, $4 all day, every day. Or take advantage of the great September specials like Nestle 24-pack of water, $3.99. Kellogg's Cheez-Its for 79 cents. Giant sunflower seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39 each. Don't forget the PetroServe USA $50,000 giveaway. New winners every single week, so come on in and get registered at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind. We're live at Minot today for the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting. And a who's who of folks that are joining us today that are part of the program. Your questions or comments are always welcome for them. Remember that. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at OurOldNumber.com. Remember, you and your family can experience the freedom of having your important home telephone number be as mobile as you are. Check out ouroldnumber.com or give them a call at 800-774-0530. And remember, use the promo code SCOTT and you get free activation. Wrapping up our chat with Brent Sanford, the Lieutenant Governor candidate on the Republican ticket, and Doug Burgum, the Republican Governor candidate on What's on Your Mind. Questions or comments, get them in now at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. You can also text us, 701-226-8503. How frustrated, Brent, have you been just watching this unfold and seeing opposition even from the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe being kind of the spark for it, knowing the relationship you had with the three affiliated tribes and their push for energy development and the jobs that's brought to Native country? What's this been like for you watching it all?
Oh, Scott, it's been frustrating. It's something where you want to see infrastructure projects like this move forward. It's something that was long awaited in the West to get the trucks off the road, to ease the burden on the rail system. When you had farmers not able to put their wheat on the rail, and that was frustrating for us in the West, and from our neighbors in Mandan Rikura, Hadatsa Rikura Nation as well. And so it's something where we in the West realize oil needs to leave by pipeline. That's the safest way. That's the best way. And so we hope that the listening and dialogue keeps occurring and get this thing moved along to a speedy resolution. The overreach from the federal administration was really frustrating. We were all waiting for that result from the judge. It was hard to be patient waiting for the judge's ruling. And then with what happened, it's been a very frustrating turn of events, that's for sure.
But it's a happy week in Watford City because you're cutting another ribbon, right?
Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely. Last Friday was the inaugural game for the new Fridley Field, and the Watford City Wolves actually won, too. We have a good team this year. It was fun. We had a great turnout from state championship teams from 1976, 1986, and 2006. So it was a big reunion day as well. And we had walkthroughs in the new event center from 2 to 4. And I can tell you people were coming out of there with big smiles on their faces of what we have for the future of Watford City with that facility. It's something that all the recreational activities for the community can happen through one place. And that ribbon cutting and grand opening will be this Friday at 1 p.m. So I'm very much looking forward to that.
Brand new event center. I mean, to me, Doug, Watford City is just sort of that ambassador city, right? That shining little city on the hill to prove that you can have a very busy place, epicenter of an American energy renaissance, and yet great community and you know, a lot happened fast, and they seem to manage it. It's just fun to watch it.
Well, it is, and it's, you know, one of the things that Brent and I are running on is, you know, we don't, if we're part of North Dakota reaching its full potential, we don't not only have to create great jobs, which we know we can do, we can diversify the economy and create new jobs, but we have to, you know, make sure that we're creating communities that people want to live in, and people that want to live in, young people that want to live and raise families. And I think one of the things that, you know, we need to get the word out across the state that even though we're in the middle of this downturn, Williston enrollment in their K through 12 starting here in September was up about 400 kids. It was up over 100 in Watford City. And so, you know, these are these midstream, you know, oil jobs where people are not just coming here to, you know, drill a well and leave and go home. These people are moving here. They're putting down roots. You know, they're buying homes. They're putting kids in school. And this is part of the future that we can have here, is we can create great jobs and build great communities. And the work that Brent and all the other civic leaders have pulled together to do in McKenzie County and Watford is a testament to what you can do when you've got, you know, leadership that has vision and courage and puts it all together.
Same question for both of you. Assuming you win in November, which you're running like you're going to win, and obviously doing everything in your power to be victorious on election night, but you win, you're sworn in as governor, lieutenant governor. What most excites you? I mean, can you pick a couple of things that just are on the top of the list that you're just itching to do and to roll out?
Well, I think this is such an exciting time to be on the planet. I mean, you look at the news every day, you'd think that, you know, the world's falling apart. But I think we have an opportunity here where we've got, all the new technologies that allow North Dakota to be more competitive with the world. We've got, abundance of oil. We've got an abundance of ag products. We have an abundance of knowledge. I mean, we've got access to all the world's information that we can deliver today to our education system that we didn't have to before. And so when, you know, we think sometimes about education as K through 12 or higher ed, you know, this has got to be education for all the people all the time if we're going to be competitive in the world. And so with these big paradigm shifts, North Dakota being nimble, being resourceful, being hardworking, the values that the people in the state have, I think we can take advantage of where the world's going, and I think North Dakota can prosper in ways that people can't even imagine.
How about you, Brent?
I tell you what, just the more we go around the state listening, we have an exciting opportunity here. Listening, leading, helping, problem solving. I mean, there's a lot of opportunities out here for us to not only right-size government, make it efficient, keep taxes low, all of the different things that we've been talking about in the campaign, but also looking towards our brighter future. And there's a lot of opportunities. Technology, the talent we have as a state, it's very exciting for us.
What kind of mood did you get from our friends in the Petroleum Council today when you chatted with them?
Well, I think that this is a courageous group. These are and the people, and if you choose to spend your time in oil and gas, you understand that there's ups and downs. But you know, if you take a look at what this group has done, the innovation. I mean, it used to take us 30 days to drill a well. Now they, you know, I was on a drilling rig a couple weeks ago, and they were drilling. It was a 10 well site, and they were drilling a well every 12 days.
That is. Amazing, and that needle keeps moving, which is good for everybody.
Yeah, it lowers the cost and improves our competitiveness.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Thanks, Scott.
Doug Burgum, Brent Sanford on What's On Your Mind.
This is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing workplace violence prevention.
The number one thing when it comes to workplace violence that we advocate is prevention. There are a lot of steps that companies can take to prevent, proactively attack one of these events from occurring in their workplace. And so that's where training and education come in. The North Dakota Safety Council, we've developed an entire, really, library of training opportunities. We have security assessments for workplaces. We have a 2-hour awareness program for all employees. And then we have a 4-hour training for supervisors where we get into a lot of details on everything from high-risk employment termination to emergency response planning.
To learn more about how you can take a proactive approach to preventing workplace and school violence, go to www.ndsc.org/home-and-community.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.